Before we begin, family, a quick heads up. This story is a horror game, and as such, it is full of things that might disturb your dreams, follow in your footsteps, and haunt your waking hours. Please check the episode description for a full list of content warnings before proceeding. Take care of yourselves, and thanks for listening. At the old fort, Adelaide's ghost has appeared. Rabbit Rabbit has returned, and the debt from childhood is now due.
Is Adelaide still there?
Adelaide is still there.
For fuck's sake.
Zeke is, he's freaking out, like he's just slowly like reaching for like a sling of his rifle and just like...
I'm going to roll a d6. As you guys take stress from this entire situation after all these years.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. I rolled a 6.
And that also makes sense.
You both take 6 points of stress from this situation here. As you kind of magically relive Adelaide's death and remember the O that you made in your childhood. But Rabbit Rabbit is there. Andrew, is there anything you would like to say for W? Sounds like you had something.
Oh, I just was going to say, fuck.
Oh,
well,
okay.
Yeah, just to, yeah, I'm not sure how many hit points you have, W, but I had 5, and this dropped me down to 0 and did 1 to my controls.
Okay, yeah, I'm going to ask
you. I lost all my HP.
Okay, I'm going to ask you both to make a control save.
I got a 9. Under 11.
Success.
I got a nat 20.
Oh no!
That is a critical failure.
The one game you don't want that.
Okay, so you are going to take Fallout. Okay? It is a sort of representation of the horrors. They're starting to have a more tangible effect on you as a person in this game. Okay? So, what I'm going to do is, I'm going to roll a d12, and then I'm going to tell you which Fallout you get, my friend.
Oh, no.
Jeez, that can't be good.
What you get is, there is something called the hunt. It becomes harder to ignore the primal impulses that burn deep inside of you. Your attacks are enhanced, but you also become the primary target of otherworldly horrors. So they will see you first. And their attacks against you are also enhanced.
Ooh, I guess that's not the worst.
I'm going to say, because I was holding my witch's ward in my hand at this moment, that is the thing I drop to get this.
Ooh.
Lovely condition. Something that I always kind of held in my pocket for the longest time since that summer day as kind of to ward off evil.
Okay.
The one day that I would kind of knew I would see this rabbit again.
Ain't that just the way?
What does that feel like? Because like your mind is just deteriorating slowly, but you also feel your body become a little bit stronger. So what does that look like?
That fateful day, that summer day, when Adelaide came back to us and I was in complete denial that she was ever dead. That veil now has been completely ripped back with Rabbit Rabbit standing right in front of us again. And I can no longer deny the facts of what happened that day. And as that trauma sinks in to W.E., his hand just begins to shake and quiver uncontrollably, so much so that the little wood chip, his witch's ward, his lucky charm against evil, just drops to the forest floor. And as he looks upon this rabbit, there is first recognition and fear and then anger. And I just feel that anger building up inside my chest. And I just want to wring this little rabbit's head.
But he ain't little.
Rabbit sees all of you. Now, you all have been drawn here because your O is now due. As I said, I would return for your friend here's second and final death. And Adelaide looks at both of you and nods in kind of like confirmation. Your O has come due.
Fuck you, rabbit.
I'm going to pull my machete out and lunge at him.
You ain't taking none of me.
Let me look up the stat blocks for Rabbit Rabbit. Looks like you're going to die right now.
Zeke was like slowly like getting his gun ready. It's kind of like has it low to the ground. He has Prince the dog. I imagine Prince is probably growling, or actually you tell me if Prince is growling or is like scared too. Should I roll control for my dog?
No. I would say for the doggy, the dog is scared of Rabbit Rabbit, not reacting to Adelaide. It's like she's not even there.
Yeah, but yeah. He
sees Rabbit Rabbit.
Yeah, I think he's hiding behind me. And yeah, I think just like when we were kids, Zeke would always, despite Zeke having bravado over W, Zeke would always hesitate. And as he sees his friend lunge towards this abomination from a childhood nightmare.
Okay, so you go to lunge at Rabbit Rabbit with your machete, right? And as soon as you do that, it is going to hop back, and from its body, other rabbits are starting to detach from him, and they're pulled out. Like all the viscera, you see, it's like you can hear it too, like the squelching noises of other rabbits being formed and pulled from his body. The clack, and then
squelching.
Yeah.
Squelching. Love that word.
So,
and viscera.
Oh, yeah, they pair well. So well. Mm-hmm.
So you can go ahead and try to attack Rabbit Rabbit. In order to be successful and try to, I'm just going to need a deck save as there's like dozens of more rabbits being detached and in between you both now.
Right. There we go. Ooh, a 4 under a 12.
Okay, perfect. Go ahead and roll damage as you reach Rabbit Rabbit.
All right, I lunge at the thing and I'm going just to chop its bloody head off. I got 3 damage.
3 damage is inflicted on the rabbit, and it goes to step back after you hit it, and it's bleeding now. And you can see all of the rabbits that detach from its body, eyes glow red, and they go to hop on your body. And you feel the bites and the gnawing as they go to crunch, crunch, crunch on you as well.
I'll roll 1d8. That's an 8.
Heck, that's an 8?
That is an 8.
Okay, perfect.
And I'm going to yell back at Zeke when I land this close. You see, Zeke, this motherfucker can die.
Yeah, but so can you.
As you yell, as so can you, dozens of rabbits go to hop on to W. And I'm going to roll a d12.
Oh, boy.
Oh, okay. No.
Oh.
And I rolled a 10, so you take 10 damage as all of these rabbits start to gnaw and bite. And Rabbit Rabbit is standing there. Do not be foolish, child. You hear.
Pull your rabbits off him, please.
I do not wish to fight. An O was made. You will see it through. Andrew, I do need to know. That goes to your strength.
Yeah.
So
that was 10 points against my strength. I'm down to 3, so I guess I make a strength save.
Yes, you do.
Oh, no.
And I roll an 11. It's over a 3, so yeah.
Okay.
Hit me.
You are going to take a wound, and that wound also takes up an inventory slot.
You know what? And this, you had moxie.
This is going to be a major injury as they start to bite all around your wrists and your legs. And so it's just puncture wound after puncture wound all over your body. And I think even you fall to the ground and it's just continuing to bite.
We'll hear you out. Just call them off, please.
Your next favorite game is on My First Dungeon.
Hello and welcome to My First Dungeon.
Hello and welcome to My First Dungeon.
Ho, 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 and welcome to My First Dungeon.
From Sad Space Cowboys.
Kamari takes out a lighter from their pocket and goes, this bar's next.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. Let's go.
To death metal Viking cats.
Hello Kitty, you see Melody Tuffington flying through the air, jacked as shit, massive legs, to horny snowmen?
The sad part is that Joshua never gave Frosty a penis.
No.
And everything in between.
It was a dark and stormy night.
We've got something for everyone.
You're a special Gertrude girl in a special Gertrude world. Happy birthday, happy birthday. I'm not a skeleton.
Learn the game, then hear it in action.
That's Snake Eyes minus two. That's a zero.
Snake Eyes, that means that we have our very first plot twist. Anytime somebody rolls doubles, we get a plot twist.
So grab some headphones.
And get lost in a story with us.
I'll be honest, I don't know all the rules of it. We'll kind of figure that out as we go. But do you want to just play? I've got some great stories to tell you.
And remember,
if you're having fun, you're already doing it right.
Oh, fuck.
They recede and they slowly get sucked back into his body. All the rabbits that he detached.
W? Like, he'll run over to him and help him up. And
that attack, because I took that major wound, I was holding onto my machete. That's the thing that I drop. And you just see my wrists and my ankles. They're almost gnawed off my hands and my feet. You just see, like, the muscles, and you can see the bone through.
Hell, you were thinking.
What do you want, rabbit?
There is a corporation called Langley Coal and Navigation Company. They are getting ready to construct a dam about 50 miles north of here. If construction begins, it will destroy not just the mining town of Langley, but also a large natural habitat. Worse, it will also create an opening for something ancient and powerful to enter this world. And I know that some powerful entities have been dealing with LC and NC to get them to stop building or at least move the dam elsewhere. But it's not enough. We also need the river itself to reject the project. So you need to go figure out why the river is not helping.
Let me try to understand that. You want us to go up north and communicate with the river as to why it's not helping get rid of a dam that LC and NC are trying to put there.
It nods at you. Now, I do know that for ages, the river has protected itself against such incursions, mostly by working side by side with the Mander Witch. You likely have heard stories of this woman. A powerful witch of water and wind, but she has gone missing from her protected place along the water up north. I fear something has happened to her, so find out what happened to her so she can once again help the river protect itself.
Okay, so we're going to add finding a witch to the itinerary.
This is your O.
You know, when the first time you said O in this moment, I thought similar to what W was thinking, that you were coming to just kill us. Didn't think it was going to be a task of some sort, but hell, I was a stupid-ass kid for agreeing to something, but I'm man enough to admit I gotta honor what I promised. And he looks at the ghost of Adelaide. We made a promise, and I ain't no welcher. But can you please... Can you forgive my friend W for thinking more with his heart and not his head?
I did not come here to wound, but I was provoked.
Can you at least give me some time to get him some... something to take care of his situation? He's,
Well, the travel up north might take a while. And we don't have much time.
Right. Do you have an idea of what that time is, or is that just a cryptic statement? Just trying to get my head wrapped around this. I know the roads around here. I know how to get up there, but... talking to the river and the witch and...
The Langley Coal and Navigation Company is moving fast. If they get what they need to construct that dam, like I said, ancient and powerful will enter.
Something that even you're afraid of?
It's something you would not want to ask about. For not only do I not know, I do not wish to know. And neither do you.
Right, right. I don't think we can talk our way out of this one. I think we got to do what we got to do. Try to hit the pharmacy on the way out and get you something.
Fine. Fine.
I'm going to try and stand as best I can with my gnawed ankles. Is Adelaide still there?
Adelaide is still there.
Look straight at her and say, Zeke is right. I ain't no squelcher either. We'll do as we promised. Even if it is with a deal with a demon rabbit.
Adelaide says, after all these years, you're still helping me out, Will. I appreciate it.
You gonna be able to come with us, or are you sort of bound here?
She looks down at herself. And I'm actually not sure. I can try. She starts to step out of the forest, and you see she's walking out. You fellas coming?
Well, let's clean off these rabbit bites in the water for a second. I don't want him getting an infection. That's going to cost me an arm and a leg. And I think Zeke will help get W down towards where the water is and kind of clean up the wounds a little bit as best he can. And
Rabbit will hop off if there's no further questions for him.
Well, I think if anything, he'd be like, you got any idea where in the river the we could find this witch, or calling card or address?
It's a small house along the river. Travel up north, follow the river. You'll see it.
I imagine a witch's house is probably going to stand out. Right?
Now he tells me there's a witch. Zeke, how do we go about talking to a river?
I don't know. Maybe we ask the witch. Rabbit, when we have done this, or at least we have tried to stop this, how will we know we have satisfied our owe to you? Will you come tell us?
I'll find you.
Right. Well, let's get you clean. Oh.
As you ask that question, something does happen, actually.
Uh-oh.
You ask about if you complete it and things like that, what happens. You see Rabbit gets closer to you, and you see something absolutely terrifying, Zeke. There is a massive blood-dripping entity with branching antelope horns. It starts to approach you, and it's scooping away parts of what makes you human. And it starts to bite into you, but it doesn't take away flesh. And you start to feel less human with each bite and I need a control save from you.
I'm sorry, what? I asked a question. All right, well, let's do it. See what happens.
Oh, no.
Was going to be a 6, but it tilted to a 20 over 11.
You take a d4 of stress, and I rolled a 4. So you take 4 stress from the sheer mind-bending horror of this vision he projects into your mind if this O is not completed.
Okay. So, that drops me down to 7 control.
I'm going to need a control save.
That's a 5 under 7.
Well done.
Success.
I've been doing okay at the saves themselves, like, but...
You do not take a fallout. But that is what you see when you ask that question.
I got no more questions. We'll do what we have been tasked to do. Let me get W up and running, and we'll leave as soon as he's able.
The company is moving fast. So should you. And he hops off.
I did not expect to deal with this driving up here. I expected some pain, but this is a quite a different kind of pain. I guess I shouldn't be saying pain around you right now, W. Let's get you cleaned up.
No. I just need some whiskey, man. I need some whiskey. Can you get my bag for me? Just hold my wrists out, and there's like, you can just see the bones again.
Adelaide said, I'll get it. Don't worry.
Can she pick it up?
You see her go towards it, and she picks it up. Goes to hand it to you, W. I know this is weird, but here you go. Why you gotta be so hard-headed, W?
This stuff just... I'm sorry, Adelaide. I love you to death, but... This just ain't right. Just ain't right.
And that brings our time in the woods to a close. A massive thank you to our players, Andrew Park as W.E. and Michael Gilbert as Ezekiel Green. My name is Maia, and I have been your game master and narrator. Thank you so much for listening. Take care of yourselves, family, and remember, it's always best to leave them ghosts alone.